from the greatest city in the world. This is Tanya and Steve.
We get up, we get dressed, waking up, Newcastle's best. Life and free, Triple M's, Tanya and Steve.
Morning.
Well, there's no need to go to all that trouble and look beautiful like that, Tanya. Look at you, you living doll.
I haven't actually brushed my hair today.
Haven't you?
I've washed it.
Yeah, you can tell.
Thanks.
Looks nice.
It's right. Wet.
Don't.
It looks clean.
Don't.
I think you meant clean, didn't you?
It looks
not
clean
nice
and shiny.
No, yeah. You look lovely. I can't imagine a time that you don't look lovely, Tanya.
Still looks wet, though. That's the thing.
Notice I just keep staring at your eyes. I don't think I'll get through the show.
It's my shaggy dog do, all right?
It kind of looks like we've woken up on a holiday morning. I just feel like I should get you breakfast and a coffee.
Please do.
And thanks for last night. Look at you. Look what the cat's dragged in.
I know. Anyway. So how is everybody?
Merry Christmas. That's how I am on holidays.
Wow. What about that storm?
Oh, that too.
It was insane.
It's kind of like we are really turning into a little tropical nest, aren't we?
We are a little tropical nest. I'm going to share tell you. I'm going to talk amongst yourselves. I'm actually wanting to show you this because I was very embarrassed.
Well,
all these photos, right, were going up last night. As you do, great shots of lightning.
Yeah.
I thought, I'll have a crack.
Oh, it's so hard to get lightning.
I'm out the back of it, right? And I've got, and then I took it and I went, yeah, cool, wow. Okay, but then I started scrolling through some of the others.
Yeah.
I posted it.
Oh.
And then I deleted it with embarrassment because that's my lightning shot.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Give me a look, Steve.
It's arty.
It looks
arty.
Like someone had a one of those sparklers that went out.
I see a lightning. Yes, it does, yeah.
You know those handheld sparklers?
That's exactly what it looks like. And I looked at it and thought, seriously pathetic, take it down before people start ribbing you.
Yeah, should have
there was
someone
some
else's
fantastic photos.
Yeah. Hey, we have a, what do you call it, a text number.
Yeah, we do.
So we thought we'd roll it out today.
Stop.
I had to ask EP Nikki the text number again because it's been so long.
That just sounded like you just tuned into the ABC. That's right, everybody. We have a text number.
Oh, look, we had one years ago and then they say they don't work on radio.
No.
But the ABC used theirs successfully.
Yes.
So we thought we'd use ours for things like this.
Yes,
so you can text us about the storm in your area.
Absolutely.
But it also gives you the opportunity to just make stuff up. Got a text here from Sally. Says, Steve, you're the greatest. I can't believe you put up with Tanya. Thank you, Sally. I've got one here from Craig. Craig says, hope you have a great Christmas, Steve. You're the best bloke in the world. Anyway, we'll do some more later.
Steve, I've got the master screen. I can't see those text messages.
Yeah, too late once it's gone to wear, mate.
Well, it's kind of more about the storm and less about you today.
Oh.
Yeah, because there's still pockets. There might be still a couple of pockets without power. So if that's one of you or if there's a tree down, just let us know. Our number, do you guys want to hear it?
Yeah.
0488881029.
Oh, here we go. One from Greg. The storm was amazing, but it would have been more fun at Steve's place. There you are.
So,
thanks, Greg.
It's amazing, isn't it? You can make up anything when you do that. I love it.
0488881029.
So pretty easy to remember. Chuck it in your phone, 0488881029, and let us know what happened at your place with the storm last night.
Can you send photos?
Yes, you can send some
perfect
photos.
Perfect. What?
Sounds like we've just found out about texting.
That text number that we've been inundated by Salesy.
Yeah.
Thanks, Salesy.
Yeah,
it works with us.
Morning, Mark, and to, well, that was it. it's a hard number to remember.
I know, and we're just mentioning it for the first time. It was Wild at Aberglasson. More banging than a uni dorm. That's not nice, Mark.
Yeah, no, probably another little thing. It's been a while since we've done it. Always pre-read.
One of your best, Salesy.
0488881029.
You can text Tanya and Steve any time throughout the morning. 0488881029.
As far as the storm overnight, obviously strong winds. 100,000 lightning strikes in about 4 to 5 hours were recorded across the region.
Just
it's incredible, isn't it?
It's a great show.
Mm.
Yeah, it really was. All off coast, though.
Yeah, 100k per hour wind gusts were recorded at Maitland Airport as the SES was called to over 50 jobs across 26 of those are in Cessnock.
Yeah.
The power is still out, though, for thousands of customers across Tanambit, Morpeth, East Maitland and Metford It went out around 9:30, so it's still off there. So they must have copped it.
Yeah, that's obviously
why I couldn't get it on my mum. Peter Otto from the Weather Bureau says it didn't bring too much rain, though. Only 24 mil at Maitland and 8 in Newcastle. We were saying that we didn't get much here, did we?
Nah. I think it's I'm working it out, you know, from the heat and from this and from the 2 years that I've been at Carrington. It definitely is an island. Nothing ever happens over there. We're on a separate grid. But how's your power? Good. Fire, yeah. Is that good? Yep. Did you get that? No.
Yeah.
It's like a little island.
Some more positive news on the vaccine front today. Drug giant Pfizer has followed the lead of rival Moderna and applied to the EU for emergency approval. It's hopeful it might be rolled out across Europe by the end of the month, and it's already made a similar application in the US, which is great
news
for everybody.
We all line up for our vaccine, then 1 to 6 months later, while we're growing a third arm out of our chest.
Oh, well, we won't get coronavirus.
That's right, Robert. And it'll be quicker to eat dinner.
And lastly, this is good news on the local front. Parents in New South Wales will be allowed into their kids' schools for drop-off next year, so long as draft guidelines get the green light in January.
You know, it's funny you say that yesterday, and you know, BJ's had his jaw thing and his...
Yeah.
His stitches were giving him trouble yesterday, and I went to pick him up. And because you can't go in with the school he's in, and it's the big gate.
Yeah,
it was so funny. So you go there and you ring, and they go, "Okay, yeah, I'll get him. He's in sick bay. I'll go and get him." And it was the closest I ever want to come to feeling like I'm picking up my son from prison.
Waiting at the front of the gate.
I'm out the gate. They guided him out. They opened the gate. Bye, bye, BJ. I'm like, "How about we go and have a dinner, BJ?" In the real open world, it was very strange not to be a part of like we're talking about there. You just feel out.
Well,
I get why you do it.
And particularly next year, with a whole bunch of new kindergartners who would be starting, that was part of the conversation. How are they going to feel when mum or dad has to drop them at the gate?
Instead of taking them with their bag to their room and showing them through the room and all that sort of stuff.
So hopefully that sticks, and in January they'll make the announcement that parents can accompany the kids.
Still my standout day was not kindy, but grade one. That was my standout day because I had a ball. And mum said, "You love tomorrow." I went, "What?"
Yeah.
You've got to go back.
I still remember that clearly at that age.
Yeah.
Shocked that I had to go back. I thought it was just a... I was shocked. Oh, it was just amazing. But mum, I remember her holding my hand into the class. I remember all of it very clearly.
Yeah.
It's good when your parents... Yeah, you want your parents to be able to
do that. Of course
you
do.
No, definitely.
Yeah.
Not like rising and drop them off at the gate and speed off.
Well, I actually find it's less social distancing outside the school gate when I have to pick my kids up from school than going in.
Because everyone's gathered.
Everyone's gathered right in this little spot. I've also got another two kids, and they're like, the road's right there. It's way easier to go in the school for me.
Yeah.
So I'll be looking forward to that.
You bit sus like me, is he, over there with all those school mums, you reckon?
Yeah.
What? What do you mean?
Oh, look, God.
Look at the time. It's 11 past 6.
Guilty face if ever we've seen
one. We've got to thank Craig as well from Fishing Point. He's been sending some pics through of the storm. I'll show you in a second.
Thanks, Craig.
I'll guarantee you at 5 to 3, so often people go, "Why are you dressed up, right?"
Yeah, and don't you smell nice?
Maybe.
He's there banging on the door. Let him in.
I opened it up. There he is.
Frosty!
Where were you yesterday?
Where was I? I was with you. Oh, well, not you. I was with your good friend Steve, I should say.
Careful.
Hey, how are you, Frosty? Because it was a bit hot for you here yesterday.
Very hot.
Yep.
It's looking good. I like to hang out with the promo girls, just you know.
I know.
We were just doing some photos with the girls there. Yeah. We'll do some more later on too.
Awesome.
They said no, but I told them I'd be back.
I think there's some HR issues there.
There is HR issue. No means no, Frosty.
So, listen, while you're here, we're going to get someone to climb up upon your lap.
Yeah. Beauty!
And,
let's go!
Well, could
133-53. Oh, we've got Mel from Maitland.
G'day, Mel!
Hey, Frosty!
Hey!
Now, if you just climb up upon Frosty's rather chilly knee...
Just get up here. Oh, she's a bit of pudding there, down. Right out!
You don't say that to people, Frosty.
She's had a few pies. Okay, I have not had a few pies,
Frosty.
Hang on, I got some goodies for you, but just reach into my sack here.
Okay. Oh, okay.
There we go.
Mel, first thing is, we've got a Christmas ham. This is thanks to the guys at Butchery on Brunca.
Awesome! Thank you!
Oh, no, there's more!
There's more!
Mel,
have you got kids?
I sure do.
Well,
Perfect.
You can tell.
Family pass to Raging Waters. You can slide into fun at Raging Waters in Sydney.
Awesome!
Fantastic.
So fun. For the holidays, perfect.
Yeah.
Awesome, that is fantastic.
That's right, you can have a great meal and then drown.
Thanks, Frosty.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas, Mel.
Merry Christmas, Frosty.
Hey!
Good on you, Mel. Hold the line. We've got all the details.
This is so nice having you here. Can you, how's Santa going?
He's busy.
Is he?
He's very busy.
Yeah. Do you ever get to help?
No.
He doesn't want your help?
No, he has heaters inside.
Right.
It's minus 41 at the North Pole.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's busy, he's elves, lots of presents.
Yeah.
Good to
And does Mrs. Claus look like Goldie Hawn?
In Christmas Chronicles number 2?
Yeah.
Very much like Goldie Hawn, minus the Botox.
So about 50 years older than Goldie Hawn as Mrs.
That's
Claus.
That's right.
Okay.
Good to know. Oh, yeah. Santa does look like Kurt Russell.
Oh, all right.
It's amazing, isn't it?
We've got you for the next 2 weeks. I love it.
Yes.
Thanks, Santa.
Don't the kiddies love me?
Yeah, they do.
Speaking of which, I've got to get back to the promo girls.
All right. See you, Frosty.
They want to take some photos.
See you, Frosty.
See you, buddy. See you tomorrow.
Wow, love Frosty. Steve, you missed him again. Every time you go out for a whittle, Frosty's here.
I can't believe you miss him every time,
Steve. Yeah, I know.
You two have got to meet one day. I reckon you'd get on swimmingly.
It's very much like Mike Myers and Fat Bastard, I think.
I thought you would have gone for Batman and Bruce Wayne, but if you want to go Fat Bastard, that's all right.
Everyone else could make up their mind which one's which.
Frosty the Snowman is going to be back tomorrow with more Chrissy presents for you.
It's not often you get to see a close life shave on video, is it?
Yeah, we're talking about the video that's been doing the rounds, went viral after the weekend. A group of cyclists heading along in Newcastle, along the Hunter Express. A car comes along. You would have seen it by now. Clips. What we see is one rider being clipped and fallen off his bike and the scramble to then get back on the side of the road away from oncoming traffic. What we didn't see in front of that was another rider who also got hit or came down in that same accident. And that person is Marek from Two Wheel Industries. And we've got Marek on the phone. G'day, Marek.
Hi, how are you?
Very well.
How are your injuries, Marek?
Oh, I'm getting better. So I've got bumps and grazes and some deep cuts, but I'm alive and I'm walking, which is great.
Can I ask, before we get into all of the detail, when the driver did eventually come back, didn't he?
Not while we were there.
Okay, so you were there, righto. I was wondering if there was words said or what's going on in his instance.
Yeah, there's some confusion about that, Marek, because online some people say, oh, no, the driver stopped, but the driver didn't stop, did he?
No, he didn't. He stopped about 300 metres up the road, and we don't know why he stopped that far up the road. From what we understand, some people are saying that he was coerced by other drivers to stop.
Right.
So we're not sure. I don't know. Police are investigating.
Okay. Now, Marek, obviously it's shocking, it's disturbing because, well, you can make your own mind up what happened on the day, but there's so much anger and I get so sick of this. So we want you to explain to people why it's safer for cyclists to ride two abreast because people are saying, why can't they ride single file?
Yeah.
Now, I think it's safer for two abreast, but I'm not a cyclist like you, so can you explain, please?
So what you tend to find is when you are riding two abreast, you're riding as a much shorter block. So if you can imagine in our group on that particular day, there was 16 or 18 riders or thereabouts, and we might have been, a total length of us would have been, let's say, 30 metres for the length of the block of riders. If you then put guys in or girls in that are single file, that doubles or triples that distance, which means that in regards to holding up traffic or going around obstacles, you're doubling or tripling the amount of time people have to wait to go around you because the legislation says they need a 1.5 metre gap to the rider. So this is one, it's more considerate actually for the drivers because it gives them a shorter period to have to wait to go around, and also it allows the riders to become a lot more predictable. So when you see a group like that and they're tight and they're compact and they're riding together as a block, they're a lot more predictable for drivers to actually look at and see what, you know, what they're doing and what might happen.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you're coming at speed along a freeway, they're much more visible too in a block like that.
Mm. Exactly right. Exactly right. So, and you tend to find the distance between each rider tends to be a lot more controlled. The behavior of each rider becomes a lot more controlled, so everybody's a lot more relaxed on the bike as well. So therefore, you don't get any kind of sudden movements, and we all point out obstacles. So it's basically you're riding as a group. Everyone's responding as a group, which just makes it a lot safer.
Merrick, do you ever see a day when we won't have people jumping on social media saying things like, oh, if I would have been there, there would have been 10 down? Like, when is that hatred going to end, and why does it exist?
I'll be honest with you, I don't know. I think sometimes people forget that behind that lycra there are actual human beings that, like myself, I've got two small children, I've got a wife. Craig, that was knocked down, he's also got children and he's got a wife. He's probably one of the guys that helps people out with some of their food because he's a baker. So, you know, you don't actually realize that these people probably serve you in everyday society doing different tasks, like you have plumbers and electricians and lawyers. And then, you know, we ride for exercise and we ride for recreation. It's good for your headspace. So sometimes people sort of forget that aspect of it. You know, we're not full-time bike riders. We're just there to basically enjoy a bit of exercise and a bit of outdoors.
We really need to lift our, you know, it's we're not in the Stone Ages now. We need to lift our roads, though, too. We need to, you know, get right into fixing up so we can all have some room. You know, I mean, you guys, like, you can just see that bit of room that you've got there to the side. There's more cyclists every day. We're talking about exercise, we're talking about environment, whatever it is. Mm. Our roads in our country are not rigged for it.
No, that's correct.
And that needs to be seriously looked at.
Mm.
Yeah, I think that needs to come down to always initial planning with everything. So if you look around even Newcastle, where Newcastle is trying to gear itself for becoming a more bicycle-friendly city. A lot of the actual bike paths and the cycleways are a little bit of an afterthought in regards to it gets put into place after the infrastructure's put into place and not thought about prior to infrastructure getting put into place. So I think there's sort of little issues that kind of can be addressed a little bit better. But look, I think we are making progress in the right direction, but it's taking quite a long time.
Yeah, well, look, we're happy you're all able to get up and walk away from it. Could have been much, much worse. And we hope the police investigation finds out exactly what went on.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Merrick. The other thing, too, is the road is just not the destination or for car riders or car drivers, I should say, and truck. Like, where the road is there for all of us to be able to use.
Mm.
I know it's an unsafe place for cyclists because our roads aren't geared towards that.
No.
But honestly, getting between the paths for the cycle road here, even on Honeysuckle, I'm just a casual weekend rider. I've had people beep the horn, laugh, swerve near me because it's an attitude.
Yeah.
You've got to stop the attitude. We're all entitled to use the road.
I know. It is such an attitude towards cyclists, but where has it come from?
It's a bogan attitude. Honestly, if you can't see that there's just people there just having a bit of a ride, whether they're mothers, fathers, kids, whatever, then you probably don't deserve to be on the road yourself.
Yeah.
But if it's probably a guy in a Merc doing the same thing, I don't think bogan's the right word.
I just mean, well, bogan to me is someone that just doesn't get it. I don't care how much money you've got. It's a bogan attitude.
Yeah.
It's just a non-caring, it's all about me attitude.
Mm.
It's not about money.
Yeah, yeah. So many people asked why we weren't here yesterday. I said, oh, Tanya flipped out.
Well, flipped out is probably a kind way of describing what happened yesterday.
Yeah, but, you know, you haven't had a Michael Caine in ages. So
no, true.
I'm kind of semi-excited to see you like that again.
Well, I'm not proud, but if you missed the start of yesterday's show, this is how it rolled.
Live from the greatest city in the world, this is Tanya and Steve.
We get up.
We really are playing the whole lot.
We get dressed. Waking up.
People don't hear it.
Newcastle's best. Life and free.
Morning.
Oh, hello.
Oh, yeah.
What?
How are you?
I'm all right. You're not good today. That's all right, though. We're both kicked off, and we're going to have a little break and play a song.
Well, it's also December 1 as well.
Yeah,
well, should I play Michael Bublé's beginning to look a lot like Christmas?
She gets very Christmassy at this time of year. Very upset.
Yes, she does. All right, we'll play Jet Airline.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
So Risey powered on. I didn't know that because I'd already left the studio by that
you were
stage.
Gone.
What you didn't see when, we shouldn't have gone on, but no one listens to Dad. believe me, it's just a story of my bloody life. But anyway, and I looked at Tanya and she just started crying. And I looked and went, okay, we'll just play a song. Risey thinks that's a great moment to play a Christmas tune.
Well, I must admit, I had it lined up. It was December 1. I'm like, the guys are going to love to start with a Christmas tune.
So poor old Tisha, like, walking out of the studio going, I can't do it, which is cool, because she's upset, and I don't mind that, which is why we shouldn't have gone on, but no one listened to me. But, anyway, hey, Steve, hey, it was just, look, we always look back at this stuff as hilarious.
I know.
At the moment, it's horrific.
Look,
it's horrible watching your mate being really upset. It really
yeah,
is, as we both know.
Here's the embarrassing bit, all right? The embarrassing part of the story is I lost it completely pre-show because we're supposed to be giving away Christmas baubles for the next 2 weeks.
And they weren't sparkly enough.
They weren't sparkly enough. They were black. They don't belong on a Christmas tree when they're black. And I just got such a shock when we came in yesterday morning. And that was what we were supposed to give to people for their Christmas trees.
Mm.
So it just, I think the whole year just crashed upon me at that moment.
Yeah.
We've now affectionately called it Baublegate.
It's been Baublegate, and as you can imagine, I certainly went out in support of that horrendous thing. I said, enough's enough, Tanya Wilkes. Let's go home.
We did. I can't believe it. I can't believe my career. Like, I literally said, I think I'm leaving radio yesterday.
Yeah, you did. You called it.
Because of the bauble.
She did.
She
it was
said,
the ball.
Honestly, I don't think
day.
I can do this anymore. I think I'll leave radio. And immediately I went, does that mean I got her pay? I mean, Tanya, come here and hug me. Let me hug you, my friend.
But how? I know, it's a massive overreaction. But that happens sometimes. You know what I mean? It can be, you can soldier on, soldier on, soldier on. There's so much going on in my world. Like,
yeah.
You guys know.
It's been a rubbish year.
Yeah,
you know?
There's family illness. There's all sorts of things. But you just keep going. And it's the stupidest thing
that
brings you undone. And for me, it was a black bauble that I didn't think was sparkly enough. And I didn't want to give to our most precious listeners.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's funny when you say it out loud.
I think the important thing is, as I often say to Tanya, don't yell at us. Yell at the right people. But no, she yells at us.
Well, I wasn't yelling at you guys.
No,
I was yelling at the situation.
You're yelling at the universe.
Yeah.
But it feels like we're getting yelled at.
Oh, yeah. That happens.
And I go, no, do that to the other people that made the bauble.
Oh, I did.
But I'm just saying, when we lose our plot, it could be in the wrong spot.
Yeah.
It just happens to be.
Of course. Well, you can't control when you're actually going to lose it.
No.
And that was my point yesterday. But I thought, surely, I cannot be alone here.
No.
There has to be straws that have broken other camels' backs.
Mm.
And what is the tiny little straw in your life that brought you undone?
1-333-53. Give us a call. Was it a bauble? It could have been a bauble.
Could have been. With not enough sparklies on it.
1-333-53. There's got to be sort of weird and wonderful things that have just broken the camel's back and you've just lost it over it.
I know. I remember my mum when I was a kid. We had no butter in the fridge.
Mm.
She melted down like you've never seen. You thought what I did yesterday was crazy? She topped me over no butter. So it's those things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shana's giving us a call.
Hey,
Shana!
Hi.
What have you lost the plot on, mate?
So, not really a short story, but a long story either. So we've had a really bad year with my husband having a mental breakdown, and it's been really tough on us. But, it's been really strong. And then I thought, right, let's order my girls a pink Christmas tree. So, received it. 4 weeks later, I was like, okay, let's open it. So when I went to open it, I lost my stuff because it was white. I sent a complaint, demanded a refund, and then he wrote back to me and he's like, no, you actually ordered a white Christmas tree, not a pink one.
Oh, there you go. Oh. These sorts of things. It's been a rubbish year for everyone.
It has. So that was your bauble gate, Christmas tree gate.
They did give me a half a refund, which was okay because the box was just damaged anyway. It looked like I was getting beaten myself with it. But
thank you, Shana. Thank you for the call. We really
I just wish I was there for her too, mate. We could have both got off together. Hello, Cherie.
Hi, how are we going?
Yeah, what was your bauble gate, Cherie?
My daughter couldn't pick a milkshake flavour at the Donut King in Charlestown Square, and I
then
lost it.
No, honestly, that normally, honestly, yep. Cherie, you should give up for adoption.
I'm surprised Box didn't come and take her away from me. I was that mother in the shopping centre.
What were you doing? Were you yelling? Yep. Were you screaming? What did
I
you do?
I was yelling. I was crying. I was stamping my feet. I was smacking my hands on the glass counter.
You were like 10 yesterday.
I'm surprised I didn't crumple to the floor. I did the whole
There does
thing.
Seem to be, if I may point out, Cherie, a common theme here. And even just looking ahead.
Oh, no. You're not
are
say
you
it,
saying
are you
it's Steve? Women?
Anyway, who's next? Thank you, Cherie. Who's next, Tanya?
It's Lorraine.
Well, get out.
Lorraine, what was your bauble gate?
Mine was yesterday afternoon. I had a fantastic moment in the office work. My granddaughter needed to print some photos for a school project she had to do for the, you know, for the parents for the end of the year. Couldn't get the photos machines to work. Couldn't get no photos printed. The girl was ever so nice. The more I got upset, the more paperwork she'd give me to work it out. In the end, I burst into tears. My 12-year-old granddaughter was walking around circles laughing at me.
Yeah.
I called everybody for everything under the sun. The girls didn't know what to do there. And then when I went to pay, we eventually got up to work after 2.5 hours inside Officeworks. I went to pay and she said to me, that'll be $136, thank you.
What?
And I just went, oh my God. Because she had to do a project, so I went and bought a sticky tape and paper.
Oh my God.
Lorraine, thank
no wonder.
You.
Certainly putting starving children in perspective, this one. Hello, Jackie.
Hi, how you going?
What was your bauble gate, Jack?
I got a paper cut.
Oh, my God.
And what happened?
Oh, I had to go and lock myself in a room away from everyone else and have a cry for half an hour.
Oh, my God. I don't know how you're still here, Jack.
Thank you, Jackie.
Bloody paper cut.
But it's not the actual, the paper cut. It's not the office work.
It's the 12 months leading up to it.
It's the 12 months.
Or the month.
Yeah, or the month. What? No, it's a whole year of soldiering on.
What was it?
I'm going, Steve. I'm leaving you with that one.
What was the common theme there, Russ?
Yeah, because we shoulder so much. That's what it is. For 12 months. And mine, seriously, you know, it's been coming. Yeah. It's so been
even,
coming.
Even there was almost about 3 weeks ago when the borders yeah. opened and then it's like South Australia happened and then you got upset about that.
I was about to have the meltdown then.
For those who don't know behind the scenes, I call it 10 years Michael Caine.
Yeah.
Because when Michael Caine acts, most of the time, he's like, look, all I want to do is just get in there, rob the car, and I didn't say to open the bloody doors! And that's what she does. It kind of starts and then it goes way out there.
Yeah, but how often have you seen Michael lately? Not much. So
no.
You were happy.
Quiet.
No.
You were happy that he came out.
Yeah, I love him. Yeah. Every now and again when he comes out, because some of the outrageous stuff you say, I drive home laughing out loud. And then I text him to you then that afternoon and you go, I did not do so.
Didn't expect it to come out December 1, though, because I know how much you both love Christmas.
That's sad.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's all right, though. You're all good now, mate.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to say mine, apparently, so I won't.
Yeah, what is your bubble? What's the straw that had broken your camel back?
Infomercials.
Yeah. Gosh, shouldn't have asked.
You shouldn't have asked.
What?
You did. Anyway, it's Tanya and Steve.
That's great, Tom. Thanks for coming.